Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo ku vam kažu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5:15 hodine u Pittsburghu, a 5:10 hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedilja, 17. oktobra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, October 17th, 2021. Two messages at the start of this broadcast. Remember that on the 31st of October, this broadcast in America will not air at 3:30 p.m., but 4:30 p.m. Since they fall back in Slovakia a week before we do, we need to abide by their schedule, so we will be on at 4:30 p.m. Also, if you are a member of the Carpatho Russian Society, you should have received your invitation to the 2021 Virtual Annual Membership Meeting. This takes place Sunday, October 24th at 1 p.m. It is a Zoom meeting, and if you have your account set up on c-rs.org, you can go and register there. You need to register by Thursday, the 21st of October. So that is the CRS 2021 Virtual Annual Membership Meeting, Sunday the 24th at 1 p.m. is a Zoom conference meeting, so you need to register by Thursday, the 21st of October.
Goligo, Sar Goligo, Sar Goligo, hey, hey, hey.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to stay on Russin FM. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com.
Дівчатко, шматочки бере, коло мутився на хустки бере. szmatoczki pyrę, hej, ja ho, ja na chustkę berę, hej, ja ho, ja szmatoczki pyrę, hej, ja ho, ja na chustkę berę.
Today we conclude our historic focus on the Battle of the Dukla Pass. Again, for more information on this battle, go to Bill Tarkulich's website. Bill is a trustee of the Carpatho-Russian Society and has given numerous presentations on this subject. To get the Bill's webpage, go to iabsi.com and click Dukla Pass. iabsi.com and click Dukla Pass, or you can Google Battle of the Dukla Pass, and I think it's the second or third hit there. The initial assault started on September 8th with a two-hour, extremely heavy artillery barrage that was launched against the Germans in Poland. The 38th Army troops moved at first with little resistance, advancing 14 kilometers the first day. By nightfall, the German resistance began to stiffen, and Moskalenko still had not heard the expected communication with the East Slovak Army Corps, which had been previously agreed upon. It turned out that the East Slovak Army Corps would never arrive. They were stationed in and around Prešov, but their commander lost his nerve for the uprising. Within 24 hours, the Germans had disarmed the East Slovak Army Corps. During the initial assault, Germans quickly brought in reinforcements and equipment, almost doubling its force to 6 infantry and 2 panzer divisions in a matter of days. 6 days to Prešov turned into 4 months. On September 9th, the 1st Czechoslovak Army Corps was committed to battle. However, in many sectors, the same roads were used to deploy the 1st Czechoslovak, as well as cavalry troops, and this congestion hindered troop advancement. By September 10th, the Soviets had penetrated Krosno, but a second line of German defense stalled troop movement. Fighting in this region was 15 to 20 kilometers deep and 15 to 20 kilometers wide. In addition to German defense with armor, infantry, and artillery, thousands of landmines had been planted, many which still remain in and around where the battle took place today. On September 20th, the Rusyn village of Kalino was the first village liberated in Czechoslovakia. It took 18 days to advance about 35 kilometers. By September 26th, the Red Army had crossed the Arpad Line, which is in southeast Lemkovina, right at the base of the Dukla Pass. Many villages were obliterated in the fighting. Fighting at the pass had begun. Throughout the end of September and the beginning of October, heavy rains and fog were non-stop. The Rusyn village of Vyshny Komarnik was liberated on October 6th. This day is known today in Slovakia as Liberation Day. This is where the advance stalled. Continuous rains began to fall in October. Mountain paths and roads became impossible to mechanize, as well as horse-drawn vehicles. On October 25th, the rainfall which had impeded the Allied advance began to subside. At 10 a.m., the Soviet side began an 80-minute artillery barrage and air attacks. In one of the largest tank battles of World War II in the Eastern Front, the Soviets finally broke the German defenses. Przeszów was not liberated until January 5th, 5 months after the initial planned liberation. In total, the number of dead, wounded, and missing numbered 138,000. More than 46,000 Soviet, Czechoslovak, and German soldiers died. 6,500 soldiers from the 1st Czechoslovak Army Corps perished in this battle. That represents 60% of their troop strength. It is important to note that in addition to Czechs and Slovaks, Rusyns made up a very large portion of the 1st Czechoslovak Army Corps. Over 93,000 Soviet and Czechoslovak troops were wounded, and the Soviet troops took 31,360 prisoners. Świdnik was virtually destroyed, along with many other villages. Every year, on October 6th, in the Dukla Pass region, ceremonies are held to commemorate the sacrifice of the Allied soldiers in this liberation. There are numerous remembrances of this battle scattered throughout the area that include roadside tanks and planes, museums, as well as monuments in different towns and villages, including the Czechoslovak Army Monument in Vyshny Komarnik.
Клікати. the land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free. 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. The Southwestern Pennsylvania branch of the Carpatha Russin Society is looking for volunteers to restart this branch. Formerly known as the Pittsburgh chapter, we needed to restructure, and we are looking to reinstate and hold events. But I can't do this alone. If you live in and around the Pittsburgh area and are interested in volunteering to be part of the planning committee for the Southwestern Pennsylvania branch of the Carpatha Russin Society, then please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Don't forget that you can listen to Holosy Rusinyu Amerika, the voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program, any time of the day or night by visiting our media page, c-rsmedia.org. We have today's broadcast, along with the broadcast from our inception in 2004 throughout the years. That's c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org.
Yeah. віконце, бо прийде мій милий, коли зайде сонце, бо прийде мій милий, коли зайде сонце. Долина, долино, долина, то не дівка, що не має легіня. Як буде солома, не буде ня дома, а як буде сіно, можеш прийти сміло, а як буде сіно, можеш прийти сміло. Долина, 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 то не дівка, що не має легіня. Цілувала бімся, аж ня серце болить, із милим шугайком, що до мене ходить, із милим шугайком, що до мене ходить. Долина, 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 то не дівка, що не має легіння. Поганоє було, скільки моє личко коло твого було, скільки моє личко коло твого було. Долина, 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 то не дівка, що не має легіння, то не легі, що одівка лишила.
Don't forget that if you are a member of the Carpatho-Russian Society, this year's annual membership meeting is being held virtually. You should have received an email and instructions on how to register. This meeting takes place next Sunday, the 24th, beginning at 1 p.m., and it is a Zoom conference. You need to register by the end of the day, this Thursday, the 21st of October. Also, don't forget that the Carpatho-Russian Society has videos for you to view. Go to youtube.com and search Carpatho-Russian Society. Also, be sure to look at the John and Helen Timo Foundation page on YouTube for the 2021 Summer Seminar Series, which was sponsored with the John and Helen Timo Foundation in cooperation with the Carpatho-Russian Research Center. That's youtube.com. Carpatho-Russian Society, or John and Helen Timo Foundation. Thank you for joining me today on Holosu Rusinyu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM. Be sure to listen to Russin FM not only Sundays at 3:30, but any time of the day or night. They have wonderful Russian broadcasting, traditional music, new arrangement music, liturgies, news, everything you're looking for. That's Russin.fm. Russin.fm. Or you can listen to our archives any time of the day or night. Go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyzden. Z Bohom.
Дівчатку піду за дурчати, Розину піду вирувати, Дівчатку піду за дурчати.
Взявим тя, дівчатко, за жену, Але жем худобної не можу.
Бо твоя мамка так повіла, Вже уж маєш другого фраїра. Бо твоя мамка так повіла,
А вже їм худобної не таю, Катоня дівчата не лають.
Боясь я роботи не бою, На танці до рана не стою.
jas ja roboty nie boju, na tanci do rana nie stoju. Rozdumaj si niko na sto raz, to wyskodziła na sobaś. Keď pideš za toho boláča, najíš si horkoho koláča. Keď pideš za toho boláča, najíš si horkoho koláča. A ja ti zarížu kuročku, navariu ti z ňoj polívočku. Nemusia si ja Marka starať, že budeš holodná pri mi spati. Nemusiať ja Marka starať, že budeš holodná pri mi spati.
Holos Rusiniu Amerika.